When you do use R-CHOP 14, how do you find patients responding to it? I think in breast cancer, where dose-dense chemo developed by your colleagues down the hall at Memorial, people have been surprised that patients seem to do better. They like it better. They like getting through it. It doesn't cause as much fatigue as people thought. What about an NHL?
It's virtually identical. It's surprising how well people get through it. It's very easy. A lot of people like the idea. You know, occasionally we'll use R-CHOP 14 for 6 cycles outside the setting of a clinical trial for patients who aren't eligible for our more aggressive trial that requires multiple risk factors. And they like the idea that they're going to be done in 12 weeks. We virtually never have to back off to 21 days because it's too toxic. And we've treated patients through the late 60s and up to 70 with this dose-dense regimen successfully. So like in breast cancer, I think the tolerance for dose-dense therapy has been a little bit surprising how well it's tolerated and patients accept it. The one thing is, it's a little bit more involved treatment in lymphoma because we're giving dose-dense prednisone, and we have to remember to add prophylactic medications so patients receive fluconazole and acyclovir and Bactrim. Otherwise, we see an excess risk of shingles, an excess risk of fungal infection, of thrush in particular, and an excess of pneumocystis. And that we unfortunately demonstrated the hard way more than 15 years ago. But ever since we made the observation that increasing dose density increases the infectious risk, we've been able to control that risk with prophylaxis.
What about insomnia, agitation, sort of psychologic issues? Is that palpably different when you shrink down the schedule?
There's always the occasional patient who will have some problems, particularly with the prednisone. But we haven't found that that is worse in dose-dense therapy than in the 21-day.